to Protect, brought to you by East Coast FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumhaisiúin na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Good evening. My name is Max Kane, and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect here on East Coast FM. Each week, we discuss topics relating to climate change and the environment. And this week, we're talking all about youth climate justice. Today, I visited the first ever youth climate conference in Coláiste na Craobhán in Kilcúil. There, I got to catch up with Cullum O'Regan, a stand-up comedian and author who emceed the event.
The theme of today through the various speakers, well, a couple of themes. One is that if this is a big problem, but in something like renewable energy, you find out that there's so many different ways you can help. Even when you're 16, 17 in school going, how can I help? You can help by choosing a career in an area you may actually love, because there's so many different types of work involved in changing how we make energy in this country, from burning things to making it from the sun or turning a turbine and all that. So that's one message. And another very strong message from both Eimear Manning and John Gibbons is, as young people, you didn't create this problem. You know, it's something that's in the air, literally. There are roots both in, you know, in activism, in the career you choose, or even it doesn't long before you can vote, you know, and registering to vote. Like, you can register to vote age 17. You mightn't be able to vote until you're 18. There's an election in 2025. A big chunk of the people in this room and listening to the show, I presume, will be 18 or a lot older by the next election. Those votes matter. Politicians listen to what people are saying if they think you're going to vote. So there is power there, even despite the overwhelming size of the problem of climate change and biodiversity. You can definitely get nothing done if you do nothing.
And the students of County Wicklow today, did they impress you?
As always, yeah. Oh, my favourite of all the counties. They were a brilliant audience. They were so attentive. You really felt that they were focused on what they were listening, because they had a lot of information to take in, and some of that stuff wasn't easy to listen to. But it was a great audience. Both the audience and the volunteers who helped out gave a great account of themselves now on behalf of their county. They had a great day for the parish.
I also caught up with the speaker, Eimear Manning, from the National Youth Council of Ireland, who gave some tips on what young people can do to help.
Well, the wonderful thing about the event today in particular was there were so many speakers and there were so many different topics that if one particular topic didn't interest one young person, it definitely interested another. And somebody will be able to find something for themselves no matter what happened. So I think conversations like this are so important also to see the collective interest in the room, that there are multiple people out there actively working in these spaces and that they are the next generation of the workforce and they can move on and also fill those boots when it's their turn. So I think it's important.
And can you give us a taster of like one or two tips that young people that maybe weren't here today could take with them and kind of use in their everyday life?
So the first tip that I would always give is get active early, and don't be afraid to get very, very vocal about your activism. You might not even consider it activism. You might not like that word, but just being active in the space, like even educating others in climate change and its importance to you is really important. And then the other thing that I would say is understand that you are not the problem. You are not the one that's causing climate change, unless you are a billionaire and you're spending all your money on jets or you're a CEO of a bank. You know, it's really our governments and the 1% that are the richest that really need to make those big changes. So never be afraid to stand up for yourself by asking them to change.
What did the students think? Here is what Tom, Nisha and Ruby thought.
Today was about hearing our voices, especially from the school, and inviting other schools around to see if they want to do the same.
Our part we played, me and Ruby personally, was the social media part. So the organising, drafting, anything to do with social media and raising awareness and activism for the event and just kind of creating an easy way for students to get involved and to know about the event.
Really, I just wanted to make people aware of what's actually going on and how we can like go against climate change, how we can fix this global problem. Like, we need everyone, we need to make people aware. It's not just a couple people that do a couple things, we need the whole world to be in on it. I just hope we inspired more people to act like we are acting against climate change. I think, well, really, I hope we've spread the word now. I hope we've lit the fire as Cadence, we've lit the fire under you that you can start to act against climate change like we are.
You can get even more information online. Be sure to visit the website ourstoprotect.ie or eastcoast.fm. A handy tip sheet will give you all the information that you need to know. And if you fancy being in with a chance of winning €250, check out the survey on our social media. All you have to do is give us your thoughts on what kind of content you'd like to see on Ours to Protect. Ours to Protect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action focused programme series funded by Commission Naman with the television licence fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far at ourstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Naman with the television licence fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie.